You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. The latest jobs report was a disappointment for many, with the U.S. unemployment rate dropping to 5.2% from 5.4%. However, here in Idaho, the unemployment rate dropped below 3% for the first time since March of 2020. But even with heightened fears of the pandemic and the impact of rising COVID cases could have on what has been mostly a robust recovery, the question is Idaho immune from some of this upheaval? Well, joining us today is Boise native Jason Norris. He is Executive Vice President of Equity Research and Portfolio Management with Ferguson Wellman. Jason, good to have you back on the show.
Great to be back, Gemma.
So can we just start with an overview of the latest jobs report? What can we take away from it just big picture-wise?
So it looked like there was a slight slowdown in hiring on the most recent jobs report, and most of that came in the travel and leisure segment. And basically the data seems like it points to the COVID variant, the Delta variant ramping up, and people just going out less and, you know, not going to the restaurants. And so, you know, there was a tick down in travel. And so like the airlines, hotels didn't hire as many people as they had been over the last several months.
Okay, so let's narrow this down to Idaho then. As I mentioned in the introduction, we actually saw unemployment rates drop to under 3%. So what should our takeaway be with that?
The takeaway is the Idaho economy is very robust. You know, as when you look at Boise and, you know, the surrounding area, there's a lot of in-migration coming from other states, and there's a lot of help wanted signs. One interesting data point, before the COVID the crisis hit a year and a half ago, weekly unemployment claims for the state of Idaho ran about 10,000 a week. Currently, the most recent report, they're at 3,000. So the jobs, Idaho is getting close to full employment, and that's going to put pressure on wages. You know, people can go out and demand a higher wage. And, you know, I think we're seeing that in a lot of the a lot of the restaurants around Boise.
Well, and Jason, I mean, to be fair, I mean, Idaho has all, I mean, for many years, said such an issue with pay. And you're right. I mean, we've seen it in restaurants. I mean, you see signs at fast food restaurants, you know, starting wages at $13 an hour. Do you think we will see that, though, in other sectors in Idaho? I mean, so is this kind of a jumping off point in what we're seeing in restaurants?
It's that's one area we're really watching, because the belief was when Idaho, you know, stop the extended unemployment benefits back in June, that a lot of people would come in off the sidelines and go to work, and that would alleviate some of that pressure. And we didn't see that. People still went back to work, but there are still a lot of job openings. And a lot of it could be competition. You know, Amazon has a huge facility, I believe, out in Meridian, and they're not paying $13 an hour. They're paying closer to $20. So there's a lot more choices for labor. And, you know, so it's making those small businesses and restaurants, you know, it's squeezing their margins because they have to pay people more because there's a lot more options out there.
So even though we're seeing a surplus in jobs, but here we have the Delta surge and then what some are calling the Great Resignation, could we see a change in Idaho from a jobs perspective?
It seems like people still want to go out, and so businesses will still hire. The U.S. consumer, you know, in Idaho and across the board, you know, has money, is employed, and they want to spend it, especially after taking, you know, almost a year and a half off. And so they may shift their spending. They may go out less, but they may order more online at Amazon. So spending may shift, but we do believe that people have money and are going to spend. And so as long as restaurants stay open and people want to go out, you know, that's for a good, healthy economy. And it seems as if people are putting the Delta variant secondary and still going out.
So can we talk about this term, as I said, the Great Resignation? What does that mean?
I have not heard the term the Great Resignation. I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well then never mind. We'll move on. Let's talk volatility. All right. No, that's okay. Can we talk? I want to talk volatility in the jobs market and just overall. First off, what are you telling your clients about it?
So we are telling our clients that to expect volatility in the markets. We've seen a lot this week. The market has been pretty resilient, moving higher since the bottom we saw in March in 2020. And, it needs to take a breather and have a pullback. And we saw that Monday, but the last 3 days, stocks have shown their resiliency and we're actually higher on the week. And I think that just comes down to the sense that the U.S. economy is strong. Corporate America, corporate profits are growing, and the best place to be with that is in the market. So as long as you have a long-term view, you can ride out the volatility, but it should be expected because there is a lot of uncertainty, with the Delta variant and now most recently with China, and then also with inflation and that uncertainty as we move into the end of the year.
Okay, so you just said inflation, and I want to talk about that before I let you go. Do you think it's hit its peak?
We think it did peak, but it might remain elevated longer than we had anticipated a few months ago. And a couple of reasons, primarily it's labor. We are seeing, wages move higher. And if that pushes, it's primarily on the low end, but if we start seeing that push up the wage scale, it's hard to give someone a pay increase and then 2 months later take it back. And one recent data point was Federal Express had huge wage, cost increases up to $450 million because of a lot of overtime pay and bonuses they have to pay people. So it's a tight market and people can command higher wages. And so inflation may stay higher longer, but it will not be like we saw in the 70s. At those levels.
So that's good news for Idaho because we already have some of the highest gas prices and car buying prices in the nation.
Exactly. And with respect to, cars and the auto space, that's going to take time to fix itself, where there's supply chain issues to go into the manufacturing cars. And there's been estimates that full, manufacturing, to pre-COVID levels won't take effect until 2023. So you could see prices continue to move higher, just both on the new and used car space.
All right. Well, I'm keeping my car for a couple more years. Jason, it's always good to talk with you. I appreciate your insight. We've been talking with Jason Norris, Boise native, who works with Ferguson Wellman. More Idaho Matters next.